Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Back to the headlines here on Wednesday and back to the presidential campaign and news that CEOs across the country are supporting presidential candidate John McCain's economic plan over that of Barack Obama by approximately a 4-to-1 margin. Chief Executive Magazine polled over 750 chief executive officers, and 74% say they, quote, fear an Obama presidency would be disastrous for the country. Herman Cain, former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, says McCain's plan would create jobs and Obama's would cause jobs, adding that the reason why the majority of CEOs fear an Obama presidency is because the Illinois senator's idea of spreading the wealth is not even close to Robin Hood stealing from the rich to give to the poor, but rather, in his words, socialist thinking. Cain goes on to say McCain's economic advisors are CEOs and business owners, whereas Obama's advisors are politicians and academics. Whether that bodes well for McCain is yet to be seen, since CEOs, especially in the wake of the recent financial crisis, are seen more as villains rather than those with the best ideas for reforming the nation's financial institutions, but clearly those in charge supporting John McCain. Earlier in the program, you heard Sarah Palin, the vice presidential nominee for the Republicans, going after Barack Obama's economic plan as nothing more than $1 trillion in new spending and hidden taxes that he'll have to impose if he wants to balance the books or even come close to it. Obama has talked in recent days in more detail about his tax plan, including the idea of spreading the wealth by taxing those making north of $250,000 a year and giving it to those who are the neediest, including those who don't even pay income taxes because they don't make enough to qualify for that. Obama also going after another issue, saying that capital gains tax cuts are not going to be pursued by an Obama administration because he doesn't think that they'll be useful in solving the current crisis.
I don't know anybody, even the smartest investors who right now are going to be experiencing a lot of capital gains, that probably is not going to be particularly useful in solving the financial crisis.
Another issue likely to arise in tonight's third and final presidential debate between Obama and McCain is Senator Obama's longtime affiliation with the group Acorn. Around for nearly 40 years, Acorn is now under investigation in more than a dozen states under allegations of voter registration fraud, including the signing up of folks named Mickey Mouse, the Dallas Cowboys, and the same teenager in Ohio as many as 73 times. Some say this is simply an anomaly that happens often, but former Missouri Senator John Danforth, a supporter of John McCain, says Senator Obama has a special responsibility to talk about this and to make sure Acorn starts playing by the rules.
Senator Obama has a special responsibility to rein in Acorn, and we call upon him to do that.
Danforth says examples like the Dallas Cowboys being registered in Nevada is an example of egregious fraud.
I think that when the Dallas Cowboys football team is registered, that is clearly fraudulent. I think when a 7-year-old child is registered, that is clearly fraudulent.
Also speaking out on this, Governor Sarah Palin on the campaign trail, she says people are angry about the idea of voter fraud and corruption.
All across America right now, there's a lot of anger. There's frustration and anger about the insider dealing of lobbyists and anger at the greed and the corruption on Wall Street and anger about the arrogance of the Washington elite and anger about the unconscionable voter fraud that's going on.
Also on the Acorn front Wednesday, a former employee of the group has been charged with forgery in the battleground state of Michigan. Antonio Jackson is accused of knowingly submitting fake voter registration forms. John Selleck with the Michigan Attorney General's office says they have received several other complaints regarding Acorn, and charges will follow if evidence proves there has been fraud. Acorn spokesman David Lagstein says it's a tricky situation given that it would be irresponsible not to send in every card Acorn collects. He also added the group will cooperate with any and all investigations. A sex scandal involving Florida Democratic Congressman Tim Mahoney has fired up his Republican opposition. ABC News reported Monday night that the freshman congressman paid more than $120,000 to prevent the filing of a lawsuit from a former staffer who was also his alleged mistress. Mahoney and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have both called for an independent House Ethics Committee investigation into the matter. Mahoney's Republican challenger Tom Rooney says Democrats have not been forthcoming about the case or other allegations made by former congressional staffer Patricia Allen. 2 years ago, Mahoney won his seat because of a sex scandal surrounding Republican incumbent Mark Foley, who resigned after inappropriate emails and text messages sent to House pages became public. On Wednesday, it was revealed that Mahoney was actually having a second affair at the same time he was having the initial affair with Ms. Allen. Also, the son of Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush has been sentenced to half a year in prison for having sex with inmates while employed at a state corrections facility. The Daily Herald reports Jeffrey Rush agreed to plead guilty to 3 counts of official misconduct for having sexual encounters with 2 female inmates from Aurora's Fox Valley Transitional Center. Rush, who worked at the facility as a security chief, also received 30 months of probation. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll talk with David Drucker of Roll Call Newspaper about the latest in the Tim Mahoney sex scandal down in Florida. We'll also preview the nip-and-tuck Minnesota Senate race between incumbent Norm Coleman and comedian-turned-Democratic challenger Al Franken. But up next on Dateline Washington, the Obama strategy in the third and final debate. Christina Bellantoni of The Washington Times is with us next. Stay tuned.